right now, and like I said, I'm not politically correct, so I'm sorry. But, you know, our deficit is a big problem. Think about it. And our national debt, $16.5 trillion, you think that's not a lot of money? Tell you what, count one number per second, which you can't even do, because once you get to 1,000, it takes you longer than a second. But one number per second, you know how long it would take you to count the 16 trillion? 507,000 years. More than 500,000 years to get there. We have to deal with this. Here's the parable. A family falls on hard times. Dad loses his job or is demoted, gets part-time work. He has five children. He comes to the five children. He says, we're going to have to reduce your allowance. Well, they're not happy about it, but he said, except for John and Susan, they're special. They get to keep their allowance. In fact, we may give them more. How do you think that's going to go down? Not too well. Same thing happens. Enough said. What about our taxation system? So complex. There is no one who can possibly comply with every jot and tittle of our tax. If I wanted to get you or you, I could get you on a tax issue. That doesn't make any sense. What we need to do is come up with something that's simple. And when I pick up my Bible, you know what I see? I see the fairest individual in the universe, God, and he's given us a system. It's called tithe. Now, we don't necessarily have to do it 10%, but it's principle. He didn't say, if your crops fail, don't give me any tithes. He didn't say, if you have a bumper crop, give me triple tithes. So there must be something inherently fair about proportionality. You make $10 billion, you put in a billion. You make $10, you put in one. Of course, you got to get rid of the loopholes. But now some people say, well, that's not fair because it doesn't hurt the guy who made $10 billion as much as the guy who made 10. Where does it say you have to hurt the guy? He just put $1 billion in the pot. You know, we don't need to hurt him. You know, it's that kind of thinking. It's that kind of thinking that has resulted in 602 banks in the Cayman Islands. That money needs to be back here, building our infrastructure and creating jobs. And we're smart enough to figure out how to do that. We've already started down the path of solving one of the other big problems, healthcare.